Pod People.
Welcome to What Fresh Hell Is This? Of course, with me, Stanzi Potenza, on today's show. The saga of Dr. Maltese and the Cockney Goblin, Mildred McJenkins, continues. Will they reanimate the Queen, or will Mildred just suck on her toes? Stay tuned to find out. What a cliffhanger.
Satan?
Yes, Joanne.
What fresh hell is this?
This is going to be great, I promise.
Breaking news, if you are receiving this right now, it's because you're a huge bitch.
Ugh, Christ. What fresh hell is this? Hello and welcome to What Fresh Hell Is This? With me, Stanzi Potenza. Good to have you here. I hope everyone has been having a good week thus far. I have been pretty busy, but what else is new? Have y'all been busy too? Take care of yourselves. Basically, I have been script writing like a maniac, and I have also been looking at apartments because it's time for me to venture off to a new location. Worsties, I'm recording this in January. So by the time you hear this, if I am not already living in New York, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind. I'm really not gonna be mentally okay. Okay? But anyway, lots of exciting things are on the horizon, but sometimes a little chaos is good, for me at least. But I cannot say the same thing for our friends Dr. Maltese and Mildred McJenkins. If you recall last time we left them, they were waiting for the carcass of the Queen to be door-dashed to their office. So without further ado, let's see how those two are hanging up. Mildred, is there any reason why you're running around the office like a loose squirrel?
Pardon me, Doctor. It's just that the Queen is coming, is all. I want the office looking spotless for her arrival.
She's a carcass, so I don't think it matters how much you dust the shelves.
And when you reanimate her, Majesty, what then?
Well, I would hope her first reaction would be, "My God, I'm alive," and not, "When was the last time you washed the floors?"
Hello, Doctor. I've come with the Queen.
My God, there she is!
Bloody hell, she's a jump scare every time.
You get used to it. Lord Kensington, you can go ahead and plop her down on the table.
Plop her down? As if she's nothing more than deli meat.
Well, until she's alive again, yeah, that's basically what she is. That said, I wouldn't eat that shit.
I would certainly hope not, Doctor. But do not disrespect Her Majesty. I'm sure her meat would taste delicious.
Okay. So we can take this from here. She'll probably be ready in 3 to 5 business days.
Right. Thank you again, Doctor. You're doing a great deed for your country.
We'll see.
My God! There she is! The Queen herself! Oh, I'm shaking quite hard.
Well, get it together. We have work to do.
I wonder if she'll make me a lady after all this. Could you imagine that? Me? A lady?
No, I truly could not. All right, let's bring her to the basement.
You grab her arms, Doctor. I'll get the legs.
All right. Careful now. Oh, shit. Watch it.
Pardon me. I got distracted. Her feet are quite nice, aren't they?
I'm going to pretend that didn't just come out of your mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
Stay tuned for the next segment of Dr. Maltese and Mildred McJenkins. You are listening to What Fresh Hell Is This? We will be back after a short break. Welcome back. I love a good period sketch, Worsties. My mom and dad, I think, are particularly fond of my period pieces. I talk about my family a lot on this podcast, and I've always said that when asked about my comedy, that they're a great source of creative inspiration for me. Because the banter and the bickering and absurd conversations and situations we find ourselves in, it's kind of like a gold mine for me. They're not quite as deranged as I am, but all of them have their little quirks. My mom, I love her. And she loves animals. She loves all animals, including the animals that make people go, ew. So she loves trash animals in particular. I lovingly call her the Snow White of trash animals. She loves the raccoons, the opossums, the skunks, etc. And she feeds them. She leaves out bowls of cat food and leftover food for these creatures. And I love garbage animals too, but we got into it a little bit one day because, as many of you know, I've been working out and I've been trying to get more protein. So I made these protein muffins for myself. And the day after I made them, I saw that some were missing. And my mom told me that she gave them to the raccoons. So I was like, okay, I mean, like, don't give my protein muffins to the raccoons. And we had a little tip about it. And I'm like, come on, they're raccoons. Like, they will eat anything. And I don't want jacked raccoons banging at the back door asking me for pre-workout. I'm gonna open the door and like a raccoon in a sweaty tank is gonna be like, hey bro, can you spot me for a sec? This past Christmas, she did it again when she served them a tray of creme brulee French toast. I came downstairs and asked if there was any left, and she was like, oh, I gave them to my critters. I couldn't believe my ears. I was like, you gave creme brulee French toast to the garbage animals? They're so fucking spoiled. In my brain, there's a Gordon Ramsay raccoon that was there that day and was like, finally, some good fucking food. So if you're wondering who's keeping the rodents in Massachusetts fed, it's Alice Potenza. So I decided to start a new segment called Who's Going to Hell? Which was inspired by one story that blew up on TikTok a couple of months ago. It started with one girl who made a video about this guy named Caleb. Some of you probably know where this is going. And she was seeing him and someone was like, oh, is it West Elm Caleb? And she said no, but she figured out that there was this guy in New York who worked at West Elm, and he was notoriously love bombing and then ghosting women that he was meeting on Hinge. So then all these videos kept popping up from different girls going, oh, I have a story about West Elm Caleb. He sent me a picture of his penis because he was afraid that I was going to use him for his body. Seriously, like every time I scrolled through TikTok, a girl popped up on my feed and was like talking about a guy. And I was like, oh, is it West Elm Caleb? And every time it was. One of them finally posted a photo of him as like a PSA. So I look at this guy and I'm like, ladies, we need to address this. When I saw several attractive women pop up on my feed talking about a man who ghosted them, I was like, okay, so obviously he's some like really hot dude, right? Wrong-o. It was a white dude in a beanie, in a flannel button-down with a mustache. I'm not mad, ladies. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Because this man is wreaking havoc in New York City, looking like a fucking bridge troll that's gonna ask me to solve his riddles while chain smoking American spirits. But I'll be honest, he wasn't bad looking. He was just average. Like you see him in a coffee shop and you go, yeah, that guy's there, average. And hearts and spirits are being broken over him. We can't keep letting them get away with this. Something must be done. He's the real-life John Tucker must die of our time. So long story short, Caleb is going to hell. West Elm Caleb is going to hell, and he's going to the fuckboy section of hell. And his 6'4 privilege is getting revoked. When he goes to hell, he gets to be 5'7 just like he deserves. Ladies, I am so sorry, but also know your worth, okay? Don't let this happen again. Okay, great. Thank you. That's a wrap for today, Worsties. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm loving this. I'm loving what we have going on here. And I'm excited to keep doing this. So until then, stay up to date on Instagram and let me know what you want more of. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. What Fresh Hell Is This was written by me, Stanzi Potenza. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People who make this podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Danielle Roth, Carter Wogan, and Anne Foos. Special thanks to Danielle Harvey at Dulcedu and all of my friends and family. If you love What Fresh Hell Is This, share it with a friend. And if you really want to over-deliver, please leave a 5-star review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Stanzi Potenza on TikTok and at Stanzi Potenza everywhere else to stay up to date on everything I've got going on. Until next time, I will see you in hell.